everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, and some of you probably are still in December, and that's fine. Energy is attaching to you today. Then we're on the 3rd, and we're in 2018 of the first month. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. Okay, if you have something going on here in your life, we'll clear that in a minute here. But let's first energize the light being on your monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, your situation that you're dealing with, hopefully it's nothing. But if you are having pain, emotional traumas or something, let's release that from you. One timeline that held you captive to recycle things. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll bring our co-host on. Michelle, are you out there?
I am out here, and I'm still on the planet Earth as far as I know. And welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship show. On Monday, we had our New Year's call, so if anybody wants to write in and let us know how that went for them or anything about that, they're welcome to. Our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And let's see. We got a lot of good stuff in here, Ron. Some people did write in. And I'll just kind of read those as I come across them. Plus, we got a couple good questions. Somebody already wrote, and this is just starting in January. So it says, peaceful, high, spiritual energies and hopefulness. So that must have been about the call.
Great.
Yeah. I did write a couple things down, and then after a while, I think I may have lost track on exactly which month we were discussing because I was kind of in and out. But I know it started out with you actually said about January, you said peaceful nature flowers. And then in February, you said action, like a lightning bolt, movement. And then in March, you just said, I don't know, it feels kind of flat. And then in April, you said active, like a roller coaster month. But then later on, you said it felt kind of like a low energy. So maybe that was later on in the month. I'm not sure. So, yeah, you had a couple insights on that. I don't know if I'm the best person to decipher exactly what I'm seeing or feeling because I have sometimes other things that I am maybe distracted with or getting energy from. But, yeah, if anybody wants to write in or has anything to say, let us know. We'd love to hear it. Okay, we have a question here about electric energy. Okay, it says, I'm still somewhat new and learning. I have many questions, which I'm managing to get answered one way or the other, but need help with the following. A few nights ago, I was awakened from sleep by an electric feeling in my body. And in the past, this was usually preceded by another event. Okay, so they go on to say they're not sure if the electric feeling was a manifestation of their own spirit, like Kundalini type of feeling, for example, or if it was something outside themselves. However, it was disturbing to them. And so they went and did the 2,800-year death Blu-ray clearing at the time, which is one of the free clearings. And then they just go on to say, thank you for your help. Have a good night. So that must have helped, I guess. Do you have any comment about that, Ron?
It feels like that would definitely help that. That was external stuff happening, what I perceive now. Back to you.
Oh, Okay, good. And so did you want to bring up a little bit about the 2800-year Blu-ray Death barcode? Because we haven't talked about that one in quite a while, and it's a fairly new free healing.
Yeah, at the time that was put up, and it's still good to use, there was some energies coming to the planet here to terminate the planet and people on it. So energy, the blue death ray energy at that time frame was what was coming here. Remember, they can still stop and face these old events sometimes. Memory occurs. So yeah, it's a good clearing to do. You're kind of figuring out what you may want to do next or something, just to have some experience with getting some more stuff released off of you. Oh, it was a energy to take out the planet and people on it. Thank you.
Okay, so even though that you gave us that probably about a year and a half ago now, at least, do you still feel that's a good one to do every now and then?
Yeah, you may try it now and then. It can't hurt.
Okay.
Even if it's only 1% of energy, you know, it's still something coming at you. That's future
okay.
energy or are now or onto timeline that you're living on.
All right, sounds good. And then somebody else actually had another question. It was about, I think that you guys are in the process of only having the male healing up as a choice, but they were wondering about the free ones. Usually it's just, you don't have a choice. It's just the photo of the healer. And they were wondering if that would change or if that matters.
No, it'll just be, it's actually like a neutral energy in a sense, but they feel like a male energy is coming to you. It's a very strong energy and coming through the light being. You bring up the light being on your monitor screen now. Maybe I'll give you the intensity levels here. So normally on the whole lifetime clearing, I think we have an intensity from like 1 to 20, and 3 is normal. Most people would like. So bring in energy of number 1 for you. Here we go. Kind of see how your body responds to this here. Light being on your monitor screen. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll bring in number 3, which should be normal. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The intensity levels. So now I'll bring in intensity of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And depending how your body's feeling, you may not want to go to 20 for choice. Here we go. 20 intensity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, there we go. Oh, an idea of what it feels like there. Back to you, Michelle.
Wow, that was fascinating. I was watching the face, and it really changed. So, wow. Okay, cool. All right, just a real basic question. Somebody wants to know, could you tell us what does the guilt clearing do?
Well, I'll give you a sample of that. Here we go. So think of a time that maybe you felt guilty about something, or just think of an event where something happened and maybe you felt that you weren't deserving to receive or something, and you felt guilty about it. You know, take that energy away. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then they also want to know, what does the judgment clearing do?
The judgment clearing is kind of more of a baseline clearing to help relate judgments that you know nothing about. So remember, it's always attached to an event. Think of any kind of event that you've had in your life. Could be a negative one or even positive. And here we go. Taking the judgment away from that event you're looking at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I know in other shows and other years you've mentioned that we may have varying degrees of judgment in our DNA from our family members, and that kind of hinders us. So that clearing would help.
That's a good, uh-huh.
Especially if you find yourself maybe focusing on other people for a negative reason or whatever, a little too often.
You're in judgment all the time, living your life. Basically, go to the grocery store to buy some fruit, for instance, and you look at the fruit. You don't normally just pick the first one and put it into your basket. Kind of look at, analyze, feel the energy, etc. You are judging the different types of fruit or vegetables or whatever you're buying there. And at that point, you're in judgment. Oh. It's a thing that it's like an undercurrent that flows through everything that you do here. And it does cause you harm without you even realizing it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It seems almost burdensome to constantly be trying to fit everything into your life or to put everything in a box, so to speak, but really it's just judgments, and it can really kind of release you. I think the quote is, judge not lest you be judged, so it can release you from other things that may happen to you by stopping judging other people, and then whatever you're judging won't happen to you, so it can just get rid of all of that. So it's really a great healing to do. Okay, so all right, Ron, somebody did write in about the January 1st call. They wrote, wonderful call today. Thank you. By the time we got to September 2018, I no longer had anything to do or complete from my list. I did write down questions that seemed to emerge from sensing the energy. My deaf dog, who was generally asleep during the entire call, bolted upright when Ron closed the call. She had to go outside. Somehow she knew that portion of the call was over. Thank you again.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, it had a good energy. It was a very peaceful energy, especially towards the end. I think you actually mentioned a couple times that, like, oh, it's, let's see, you said, I see a clear vision. Like horizon looking out, very beautiful. That was one of the months, I think somewhere around fall. And then you wrote, or you said, refined, completion, and good. And I don't know if that was all the way up to January or to December next year. I'm not sure, but that's my last entry that I wrote about it. So, okay, so this is a testimonial. It says, old earth versus the new earth. As I do clearings and transfer the energy to the new earth becomes more and more evident. There is little to no pasting or futuring, analyzing or reacting. Simply allowing everything to be as it is. Allowing each person to be as happy as they can be. Peace prevails. Yay.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Right on. Okay. Let's see. I think we took care of that. So I know that some of the clearings are in the middle of getting rid of the female and the non-gender beings. They're still on the light ship. However, I believe typically males do most of the healing work just because they are very strong and have a lot of energy. So you may see things kind of change depending on what clearing you're pulling up. And then eventually that will be settled because they're in the midst of changing that over right now. Okay, so this is about the February or the 2018 call, charged with youthful creative energy, Genesis and Regenesis. Thank you, listener. Okay. Okay, somebody says they have fatty benign tumors, which I think means you might feel something under your skin. It's not necessarily bad, but they're just wondering, what clearings do I need to do when my body is resistant to change?
Well, you want to work with the mind of the body. That's your internal healer. Basically, when you have a situation going on, a body jump start is probably, that bundle is the best thing that you can get for that. It's designed to, plug you in more with your spirit and your internal healer, mind of the body. You might also look at what other energetic body could be full of stuff. Possibly you might want to try, but I think it's on that clearing, the infection body. Bundle is gives you four clearings on it. That's about all that I can think of, that one. If anybody else wants to something to us here, but healing bundle is very nice to have. Anyway, I'm looking at the fat cells and stuff there, we'll call it, and what all I can come up with. Back to you.
Okay, yeah. That one covers a lot, and there's a lot of different ones in there. So I'm not sure if that's an accumulation from the lymph system or not, but that would help. And then also, possibly, I wonder, Ron, if the doing conference calls with you, because I know you've said that that really works on the physical level when people are doing the particular conference calls for you.
Yeah, and each call you make you real. So being real is what you need to help release the holographic reality blueprint from you, we'll call it. I'm real, not attached to timeline. Very possibly, those timelines could be giving you a situation going on. You have to come from somewhere. So, beneficial about being on the conference call. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. Okay, so the next person wrote in, they said, whole life skin or unlimited skin. I have to work so hard to protect my skin from entities. In a previous call, I thought I heard Ron mention there being a whole life skin clearing plus unlimited. If it's not available, could you please make it so? ASAP. Well, it is available, and I'm glad you wrote in, listener, because how that one works, I believe you're talking about the skin aura clearing, okay, and it has a lot of different components to it. It is actually not on the website per se, but this is how you get it. Just send a, it's $200, and I believe that is unlimited. Hold on just a second. Yeah, it's just unlimited. And it's $200 even, and you just send Ron a $200 donation and then forward him the email that you get back from PayPal or whatever. And say, hey, this is for the skin aura clearing. And then he will send you back the code. Is that correct, Ron? Is that how that one still works?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, so then, and then you can run that. So it's got, that one's really interesting. I'm not quite sure what it does, but I had some very interesting things occur while I was doing that healing, and I've done it several times. So you put your name in, it says skin auric field clearing. So you're going to be asking for the skin aura clearing, and that's spelled A-U-R-I-C, so skin auric, actually. Okay. And then it has this drop-down menu of head, neck, shoulders, hip, chest, leg, spine, and then different components of you as a being, and then different energies, and then custom inputs. So that could be anything you want. And then there's all these different steps to remove different things from your skin or just below your skin. And, yeah, I hope that really helps. It's a very interesting healing. That's all I have really to say about it. Ron, did you want to say anything else about that particular one?
No, I can do a sample of that. Well, let's see here. So here we go. We'll just work with your top layer of skin here. Take you off of some timelines that are dealing with your skin. Here we go. May not be exactly what's there, but remember everything is timeline. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. That's great. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. So again, that's a straight $200. That is the unlimited. There is only one mode for that, and it's unlimited. And so you just give a donation to Ron, and then you let him know that that money is for that, and he'll send you back the code. So good luck with that. Thank you for remembering that. It's good to bring up every now and then. Okay. Question for Ron. I think that may have been answered, so I will move on to another one. Okay. My eyes are normally bright during the day, and then they are glossed over at night. Why would this be?
Well, typically when your eyes get glossed over, you have entities and or less spirit energy in you. That's a really good question. Typically, I think most people, their eyes don't change. Maybe we could ask other people who are listening if their eyes change throughout the day, but typically it would be entities. Maybe you're working someplace and there's a lot of people around, or stray people, invisible people. You may want to do the shrink wrap to help yourself. Also, do I know increase my life force energy? That's what I would say, is that you're losing your spirit in the daytime. Maybe when you go to sleep at night and finally come in, maybe something worse too, maybe a spell put on you by somebody, you know, to help kick your spirit out of your body. But that's what all I can think of. I'll do the exercises first. But entities are what normally would make you look that way. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, we have a listener who I believe this may have already occurred, but they had a 4-in-1 session today with you. That is a very special healing, it includes several different modalities, and they have to be on the phone with you in particular. How much is that one these days? I think I used to know.
It runs $150.
Okay. And that's usually done, so $150 via donation, PayPal section on your website, and then they just forward you the email they get back. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, then I need to know what clearings they've had in the past. Before they even do anything, so I can obey them to have the foreign one. So I need to know what clearings you've had, and then we can maybe get a time set up. I could probably do a few of these before the expo coming up next month here. So back to you.
Oh, good. Okay, listeners. So, you know, that's a rare opportunity. Ron is usually incredibly busy, but he has offered that he is willing to do a couple healings for people. So if you've been doing some of your basic upfront healings that, you know, are good to do right away, they can send you an email then, Ron, at creationlightship@yahoo.com. You don't need to write to the radio or to the radio show, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. But you'll be wanting to send Ron a list of the healings that you've done, because that particular healing has several prerequisites. It is a $150 donation, and then Ron will have to get back to you on the exact time when he can call you and speak with you on the phone. So, all right, the 4-in-1 healing. Let's just talk about that a little bit, Ron, because we just kind of touch on it every now and then, but it includes you bringing the person back to their to feel what their original planet, where they're from, feels like. They can also feel what their twin flame feels like, whether or not they are on this planet. Usually they are not on this planet. You disconnect them from different planetary systems, although it is best to have already done the natal barcode clearing, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, to disconnect yourself from planets, because otherwise it's just so much, it's so much energy for Ron, and it's just so much easier to have one of the light beings help go with that, and then you have that one to do forever, because you should be doing that every now and then anyway. And then Ron will also disconnect you indefinitely from your soul family, and that means that, you know, if you want to still be in contact with them, that is, of course, your choice. Anything else you want to talk about that one for, Ron?
At this moment, no.
Okay. And we've talked about it on other shows in the past, so if you're listening to the archives, which we always suggest to do, you'll come across discussions on the 4-in-1 clearing, and that's it. So, anyway, that's how you would go about doing that one. Okay. And let's see here. Oh, I have been running the mental and cellular mental clearings continuously for the past 3 days. I followed Anne's instructions and wrote the following in the incident box. Remove alien mind control and alien mind programs. I set the time to 10,000 minutes. I can feel a huge difference. I have always been a very anxious person. I would keep getting weird thoughts that would make me expect the worst outcome in every situation and obsess over it. Ever since I found your work, I realized that these thoughts were being fed to me by the dark side, although it seemed like they were originating from my mind. I have done utter clearings like the fear body and extreme anxiety relief. But only now the negative, obsessive thoughts have ceased. My mind feels very light, and I have so much more mental clarity. I feel so peaceful. Thank you. Kind regards.
Well, that's nice. Great.
Yeah, that is great. And I have also noticed, a severe decrease in, you know, mental chatter. because I'm doing the same thing. I'm running those every day, just to clear the day. So yeah, that's really great. All right. And now, I don't know what this was from. It may have been from something that you did on a call. It says, testimonial, soul family drowning. I felt pain leaving from my upper lip. I don't
recall. Yeah, I think we did that maybe the last show or show before that. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens. Your body will respond to a drowning that either you have had in your genetics or soul family energies. I can do that again here. So if one of the members in your soul family has drowned, maybe more recently even, and it's also connected to you because your soul family is like a hive mind situation. They're all looking for the way to get out of here, so they have all these experience planned for them. Release the energy from a drowning. So here we go. One, two, well, somebody has a bad one there. Three, your balls are okay to throw up, you know, if you have one or something. Pop up. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. Oh, I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And typically you're going to feel like you went through a situation like that. May have your eyes watering, maybe you're tearing up, maybe your sinuses are draining down the back of your throat or out of your nose. You could be actually crying, maybe your ears are popping. So this is what happens during that process. Do we have any comments coming in about that, Michelle?
Okay, I'll take a look out for it. This one says, soul family clearing tonight, and this was the other night. Wow, did I feel this? Had nightmares during my life on the specific issue mentioned. So during the clearing, they say, I had nausea for 1 minute and weakness, then a tremendous lifting, a burden off my spirit. I feel much better now. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, so remember, if you had experience and it's affecting you right now, and the other person had like maybe dreams, you do want to do timeline crashes on it. So do, you know, a lot of timeline crashes. Back to you, Michelle.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. All right, we don't have anything about that yet, but we do have something about the Monday's call. Okay, I enjoyed the New Year's call. I've been spending time matching up my intentions to my notes. I can see it would probably be better to do a restful vacation in May and to be more adventurous in June when the light energy is strong and steady as she goes. January seems to be a good time to prepare and set things in motion, which I did today all day. Thank you so much for the extra healing time on the light ship. I feel great. Peace.
Great, wonderful.
Awesome. Okay. That's really good. I'm always amazed that people can be so concise and clear with their intentions and how they feel the energy. I think that's amazing. Okay. All right, so I'm just looking around to see if there's anything pertaining to what we have been discussing. Okay, last week, okay, let me see. This was about, I believe you said people that were listening to the show could get a discount. I think it was the heartache clearing, and that you would offer that. They had been listening to the show, and they wrote and asking us, but maybe not the right person read it and wasn't sure which one it was, but they're new, and they were wondering which one was that. So was
that Well, that's old news. I'm not offering that right now. I did it for two back-to-back shows that we had.
Oh.
We're listening to the show. So I'm well, not offering at this particular time.
Okay.
That was only for people listening to, or maybe on the conference call or something, or a VBS show.
Yeah, I think it was a radio show. I think it was a couple weeks ago. There wasn't another one, was there?
Oh, there's only one that I was going to do. And then some okay. people asked if they could have it, and I did a second one for them. But I'm no longer doing that. That's why
okay.
I need to listen to the different shows that we have, because sometimes you get a little bonus like that. So for me to be in integrity with what I'm doing, I have to, you know, hold that energy, because that's the way it's working.
Okay. All right, no problem. So this one says, I think we actually answered this on a couple on a show maybe a week ago, but they're wondering, because you've created the new Earth, do we have to redo any transfers that we did before?
Yes, of course. You need to do the same transfers that you've been doing all along. Nothing has changed with that.
Okay, so I think they were wondering if they've done, let's say, the fear clearing, but they didn't do it recently, would they have to redo it again now, or was it good enough that they did it previously?
Well, if they answered it one time a long time ago, then that's fine.
Okay. All right, then I think they're good. And, okay, now this is interesting. Between a soul family and the family at a person's home base, what is the difference?
You won't know anything about your home base family. Would typically be maybe other spirits that are living there that's disconnected from you. Oh, there's no... There's nothing that's even related to that and your home base energy.
Okay. So, yeah. So I think what I gather from what you're saying is that your soul family is the basically the people that you know now in this lifetime. There's different healings to disconnect yourself from that, namely the soul family disconnection healing. And then if they did the 4-in-1 clearing from you, you would have them visit their home planet, but getting into who your soul family is at that whole planet is not part of that whole situation, and it just doesn't
just,
really...
You won't even relate to it. It's
yeah.
not even...
Mm-hmm. Not a thing. Okay.
You know,
I think people are fascinated with the whole idea of a soul family, or they thought that their soulmate is their twin flame. I know you explained it many years ago, and there's a little bit of an explanation, but did you want to talk about the difference between those two things?
Talk about the soul family and what?
The twin flame.
Your twin flame typically isn't here, and it's your other half that's out in the universe of life, hopefully. And you know, most of them are. And from there, that's your other part of you. Soul family has nothing to do with your twin flame. That's That's spirits that are trapped on this prison planet, and they're trying to maybe find a way to get out, and they're grouped together maybe with consciousness of what they want to experience here. That might be the easiest way to put it. So let's just say that we're talking in the olden days, you know, your parents were a baker, you're a baker, and everybody you knew each lifetime was a baker because that's the caste system, and so you're now a baker. So you now have a soul family that knows how to bake. And that could be true, today. Maybe you have a job in a restaurant or something as a cook, or you like to cook, and you tend to see or meet people that love cooking, so they're probably in your soul family. Well, that's the way it works with that consciousness. So you're going to be having people with maybe some similar talents, and or it could be just people that keep incarnating together over and over and over again because they're stuck here, trying to find a way out. So there you go.
Okay, great. Thank you. I know one time I heard you say, you'd be really lucky if your twin flame wasn't here, actually. And I thought,
like you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's no bad news.
Yeah. Yeah, at first I was like, oh, why wouldn't you want them to be here? Because, you know, you feel innately lonely, which you don't, by the way, after you do your 4-in-1 healing. It's like a feeling of feeling full, and you're just like, oh, I'm not even interested in looking anymore because I know it's not here. But, yeah, the way you put it was, you don't want them getting stuck here like you may get stuck here too or have been stuck here. And it's now that you know about Creation Lightship, it's easier to get yourself out. But, you know, what if you can't convince your twin flame to get out too? Then you'd be forever without that being. So you'd be better off if they weren't here at all right now.
I thought, oh, yeah, I'll never, ever see your twin flame if it's stuck here.
Yeah.
So, and your twin flame doesn't have to be a person. It could be a caterpillar or something. It could be something different entirely than you. And even look human, you know, in the beyond, though, you know, in the silence of light. It's not going to necessarily be a physical-looking being like yourself. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I know some people have said their twin flame is a bird or a whale or a panther, and it just holds that energy, and that's just the form that they happen to take wherever they are at this time. And just like us, they can always change too. So, okay, next question. This says, what did Jesus call the Holy Spirit? What did he mean by that?
No clue.
Okay. All right. Maybe, let's see what else we got here. Okay, about the January call. My son and I had thoughts for our January 1st call. He has an addiction issue, and he's trying to recover, and sat through your call as I bought it for a New Year's gift. He laid on the sofa during the whole call as he did not want to leave the healing energy. It served both of us very well with peace and healing. P.S. My jasmine vine grew 4 inches. Wow. I'm not sure if that was, yeah, during the call or how long the space of time that was, but sounds like it was a noticeable difference. So very good. Yeah, it was a nice energy. The call was just in general a nice energy. Okay. So this next person writes in, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. They are dealing with some addiction issues and feel that they have benefited from some other type of ceremonies. And they feel that in some ways this has benefited them. They know that there are tons of entities that attach to people that are involved with the type of things that they're involved in. And they are also a healer themselves, a therapist, and someone who helps people with other issues. Is there a particular clearing that can help me be free of alcoholism?
Well, I have an addiction clearing, whole lifetime, to get the unlimited. Pursue your whole lifetime clearing. So that's probably, say, half an hour typically. And then after that, get the unlimited. I want to do that continuously for maybe a couple of months. So you feel yourself free of the addiction. Now, the entities are another problem because they'll come into you because they know that you have a soft spot for your addiction. So you want to now, along with that, do a whole lifetime entity clearing. After that, they get the unlimited version, and that continuously too. Do maybe the Be Here Now clearing, keep that up, and or the Mind a Heart Drop. So back to you.
Okay, and I know that it was suggested a long time ago when you do the entity clearing to do it for a certain amount of time to really, really get the, make sure that the energies are out of you. So I don't know if we came up with a particular amount of time, but it was said maybe somewhere around 32 hours or around 2,000 minutes, something like that, but to really give it a good amount of time. For each particular entity that may be drawn to you.
Yeah, and then after that, you want to stay on to it continuously. Just doing one entity clearing or one addiction clearing is not going to help you. So you need to stay on that clearing as they keep coming in. Sounds like the person is a practitioner doing something, people, and will have a similar addiction too. Well, they're going to recognize an addiction at all, whatever you have, when that's your, susceptible to having an addiction, let's put it that way. So you could be drawing all kinds of stuff to you. You could be getting an addiction for people like chewing gum, maybe drinking coffee, having a beer, having wine at every meal, all this stuff is going to happen. So, and I keep on it. So back to you.
Yeah, so I really love the entity clearing. It's probably one of the most absolutely important ones you can possibly ever get. And it's good to do it a lot. Like, I know people who run it every day. They have something going on every day. Any body part that aches, they're putting that body part in the entity clearing. And lo and behold, the pain stops, it goes away eventually because it was probably an entity who was like, I had that problem when I was alive and this makes me feel alive, so I'm going to sit in this person who has a hip issue right now or an addiction or whatever. A great clearing. Definitely worth it to get the unlimited version of that one. Okay, this is about the drowning healing. Been doing more homework with the Soul Family drowning. Something happened in the 60s with a drowning with my soul family, and I fell through the ice on a St. Clair River in Michigan as a child around the same time. I am running timeline crashes on this and just completed timeline crashing for my drowning in the 1800s. I feel so amazing now and ready to wrap up this and move from the Great Lakes area. My ties are gone. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you could be held into, grid line / ley line. And another way of putting that is aliens have maybe a certain territory that they own the real estate on. So maybe your town that you live in is owned by Alien Group Z, we'll just call it, okay? And in that process, they created on the lakes back there, drowning situations, boat sinking, et cetera. And all the energy from those boats sinking, they connected to your town. So with that in mind, yeah, you probably would not be able to move because you feel that you have part of yourself there, your spirit there, et cetera, that drowned. And you may not know this completely, you know, consciously, but you don't want to leave because you'd be leaving your spirit behind, parts of you. And so you're kind of locked into that location. So by doing the clearing and your spirit retrieval on the clearing, or adding that to a clearing, a lot of those clearings dealing with drowning or maybe shipwrecks or something like that. Maybe you drowned, you know, going fishing or something, you know, but whatever, you know, on a stream or something. But that area is probably holding you captive, so you're not being able to relocate. So back to you.
Wow. I could see that, too. Yeah, how you're drawn to a place. So, wow. Congratulations, listener. And that's really wonderful. Okay. So another listener wrote in, how can I get this flu out of my body? Now, isn't the flu little critters, little aliens, just like a cold?
It's hard to get a cold out of your body, is that what you're saying?
Well, they're saying specifically the flu, but the cold is a virus too.
Well, we got the special clearing, like earlier I mentioned, do the body jumpstart that has a lot of clearings on it with that. You know, first of all, if you've got something going on, like a flu or whatever, maybe a sinus problem, then you want to get off all those timelines that have it. So get off all the timelines, and at some point, if you do enough of those, maybe the flu will go away from you. And also, you know, you want to become real. When you're real, doing the mind of heart drop or, you know, be here now clearing, if you're real, your body's probably more perfect than it is when you're on timeline that's running you. So the whole process is to find your own self, your spirit, and, you know, get off the timeline because you're living life there with your condition. So it might take 5,000 timeline crashes. And then, you know, are you susceptible to this condition every year? If you are, boy, you better do a lot more than that. Because they're recycling them on you. They're getting the extra energy from you because you're on timelines, and you're a guaranteed win for the alien, we'll say, because they're pulling energy off of you. But you want to get on to, you know, the new earth by doing clearing, to be in the present moment. So, you know, the website clearings that are up there is designed mainly for the old earth, where you're stuck in timelines and having problems. In other words, you don't have any of those situations going on. So that's why you want to free yourself from the old earth energy. So back to you.
Okay, great. Okay.
It's like our time is coming to that moment here, so.
It is.
We have a call this month, I believe it's the 20th, and it'll be the second call, which is $20 for the brain partition call. So I'll just mention that here. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, everybody. You need to command your spirit out loud to do this. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everyone, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And actually, thank all of you listeners. Bye, everyone.